You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Josh, over the weekend, turned 27. Which means he's rolling up on 30 years of age, and Jeremy found a really interesting little list.
There's multiple ones all over the internet. This one kind of caught my eye. It was the most extensive, I guess. It was like 30 things to accomplish before you're 30, that whole shtick. And first of all, good morning. Josh just wandered in, and you do look very sleepy and hungover, so it must have been a really good weekend. We can roll through some of these and see if you've accomplished some of these or if Dom and I have actually done some of these before we turned 30. We could start right here at the top. It says travel somewhere where you don't know the language or have never been before. Have you done that, J-Bone?
I've done that, yeah. I've
multiple done that, times, probably.
A few places, yeah.
Yeah, we've done that, DT. You more than me.
I made a little list, too, and it's funny because one of mine was travel alone. It's like a twist on that. I think everyone who's 30 should try. And I don't mean going down to Colorado Springs by yourself. I mean
Boulder.
Actually going on like a vacation trip alone. Josh, have you done that?
I've not done it alone.
I wouldn't want to do that before I turn 30.
I've not done that
alone. If I'm in my 20s, I'm bringing somebody with me.
No,
that
other
makes
way
that
around.
Trip a little more fun.
No, other way.
You want to go out and meet somebody.
That doesn't mean you only travel alone, but one time I think you should do it alone. All right, what's next on the list?
This one's stupid. The skydiving or bungee jumping. That's stupid. Have you done that, Josh?
I skydove.
That seems like
skydove. I did. It was amazing.
Okay. Yeah. Start a retirement account, 401k.
Hold on a second. Let's go back to the skydiving.
Why is that on every list? Go skydiving.
I know. It's kind of funny. It's like a go-to. But were you excited to do it or were you terrified?
Oh, no, I did it for my 19th birthday. Like, it was my choice. I was so excited.
You were all in.
But yeah. I'm talking about when you sidle up to the open door. I'm not talking about, like, the day before. But when you're approaching that door and you're about to jump out of the airplane.
Do you tinkle a little?
No, because, like, if the chute doesn't open, it's a very quick ending. So I was like, no, I was excited. I was very, very excited.
But it's the whole all the way down knowing that your chute's not going to open
because
is the bad part.
I mean, the guy that I went with was very well trained. He said he'd done, like, some 25,000 dives already and all this stuff. And, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
okay.
I was very excited.
All right.
Do you have that photo that they take, when you're outside the plane? Do you have, like, the photo of it?
I have a video of it, actually, yeah.
Wow. Oh, okay, cool. All right.
Yeah, it was cool.
Stop holding grudges made the list. No, I don't think you ever get over that. I don't like that one at all.
That's funny.
You have done this one, Josh. Start a collection.
Yes, I have.
How many shoes are you up to?
I don't know. I stopped
thousands.
Counting.
Thousands.
400 pairs, though?
I mean, I haven't really gotten rid of any or bought any lately. So, yeah, I'm probably right around there.
You don't have a collection of anything, do you, Dom?
Dust and books.
Yeah, I guess you got your book collection.
I have my book collection.
You got all those albums and stuff. Does that count? You got Legos. You have a few Lego things.
I'm not a big collector guy.
No. Take a cross-country road trips on the list. So that's up there with the traveling. Go see live music you love. I think by the time you're 30, you've probably done that a few times.
Yeah, that's silly. I shouldn't be on the list.
Get a tattoo is on the list.
Oh, I'm a big advocate of that.
And
yes.
You've got quite a few.
Get a tattoo. Well, I got four, but get a tattoo.
That's quite a few where I have zero.
Rattle off what they are, Josh.
I don't know. It's just I have a couple inscriptions that I like from, like, Bible verses or anything like that. Or, like, I have one on my ribs. It's like a date and stuff like that. And then, yeah. Then I have the
funny. Very personal, obviously, because I shouldn't have asked that question.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't know if you like
that's what a lot of people have on their personal tattoo.
A giant bald eagle on your back.
Yeah. skull, with a lightning bolt coming out of its eyes.
I have
a
map of the United States in my back, and then I fill in each state as I visit.
There you go. Yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah, it's like you see them on the side of campers.
I love that.
So are you looking to get another one?
Yeah, I mean, I think I've told you this before. I mean, eventually I will have a full sleeve on my left arm.
Oh, you're tough.
I love them. I think they're so cool. I love the feeling, and this is weird, I love the feeling of getting them. And then, like, also, if you do get bigger tattoos, you got to go to certain sessions. Like, you can't just do it in one day. Mm-hmm. And I liked seeing them kind of come to fruition. I
explain this.
He likes the pain, Jeremy.
Yeah, is that what it is? Do you like the pain? I mean, explain that.
It feels good. I'm not like a pain junkie. It's just, it feels like a needle going into your skin 1,000 times a second. It's just, it's cool how it...
But
I don't know.
Like,
I just love seeing them do it. It's really, really cool because it's art. I mean, it's I could never do what a tattoo artist does, and it's very, very cool to watch them do it.
I would feel like it's somewhat powerful by the time it's done, and it's like, this is now a part of me.
Well, yeah, and you go through
something.
It, and you're like, it's not. I mean, it's painful, and you go through, and you're like, I sat through that pain, and now I have it, and it's kind of it's kind of cool.
Forgive yourself for mistakes. Made the list.
I don't know.
All right.
Nah, that's a little...
What else?
Eat really expensive food made the list.
Okay,
isn't that just going to the grocery store now?
Right. You know, on my list, it's funny, there's another one I have on my list. I put, and Jeremy, I'm sure, is going to roll his eyes and poo-poo this.
Okay, what do you have?
But I do believe that everyone, before they turn 30, should buy a $100 bottle of wine.
No, yeah.
One time. Even if you have to save up for it, a $100 bottle of wine.
I like that, buddy, but I feel like it will ruin my $15 bottles of wine that I enjoy now.
It won't.
No, it will. It will.
No, it won't.
Listen,
I buy a ton of $15.
I will say that we've even tiptoed into the $30, $40 bottles of wines lately, and you know, you can tell a difference, and it's super hard to go back to the $15 bottles.
I would disagree with that because I've had plenty of both, and it's not like I suddenly have a $100 bottle of wine and go, oh, I can't ever have another $12 bottle. I just bought a $14 bottle of wine, you know,
different.
5 days ago. It's fine.
Yeah, you can taste it.
Go get yourself a bottle of Silver Oak somewhere. Spend about $110.
Yeah, I've never had it.
And it will...
It'll change your life, so you
never
bother.
I'm not going to say it'll change your life, but it's one of those, it's a rite of passage. I think. So like I said, I knew you weren't going to be
it
all
makes
in
you,
favor
does
of
Does it
that.
Make you feel fancy? Makes you feel special? Is that, that there's anything wrong with that. What's the feeling do you get when you drink? Is it like the needles going into your arm 1,000 times?
It's like a needle.
Like all of a sudden it's become a part of you.
I can't explain it. I'm just saying it's one of those you have arrived kind of moments. And so I think it's cool for somebody who before they're 30 to buy. And that means either at the store or at a restaurant.
Okay.
Either way.
All right. All
right. What else?
Be the first person to apologize.
No.
Whatever.
It's hard for me.
There's a lot of frou-frou things on here. What else?
There is, I guess. Attempt to break a world record.
No.
Become a connoisseur in something.
Oh,
I could say that I'm a shoe connoisseur. I could say that.
Yeah,
I could say that.
Huh.
It's not.
Can you become a connoisseur in like cigars, wine?
Yeah, I don't think sports. Tennis shoes counts as being a connoisseur.
That's right. It's something a little more fancy, right?
I think the closest I would come to that would be like a peanut butter connoisseur. But how different are those? What year was this, Skippy?
This is a 96. I see it's gone bad.
It pairs well with my $100 bottle of wine.
With Rolaids.
You know what? I've got a couple more that I want to come back and try out on both of you. Plus, I see some lines are ringing.
Yeah, we can totally open this up.
303-691-1MIX. That's how you join the fun. Maybe you've got a recommendation of something everyone should do at least once before they're 30. 303-691-1649.
Dom and Jeremy.
I've seen your faces on the podcast.
On Mix 100.
You guys look even better than I thought you would.
Really?
That's
ridiculous. We clean up all right.
Got a mind bender in about 15 minutes. So that's coming up. Oh, this is that McCartney and Beck song. For
one of my favorites. Yeah.
Oh, I like this. So Jeremy shared a list this morning of things that you should accomplish or should have done by the time you turn 30. Josh is 27 now, so he's got a couple of years to tick off the boxes of everything else.
Mm-hmm.
I figured I could be very qualified to add to this list because I have lived 30 years twice. So.
Two lifetimes. Yeah, yeah.
I've made two laps. Yeah. So, you know, right. I'm able to do this. So I've got three more, and I want you and Josh to tell me what you think of these.
Okay.
By the end, I guarantee you, Jeremy Padgett will agree with this one.
Tell me.
By the time you're 30, you should have either installed a dimmer switch or repaired a leaky faucet.
Oh, yeah. You got to do
something electrical or plumbing, right?
You got to know your way around the house a little bit for home repairs.
I think one of each. Something electrical and something plumbing. Everybody should have done at least once by the time
you're
30.
Josh? Swap out a P-trap, buddy.
I got you.
All right.
Have you done both of those, Josh?
I'm trying to think if I've done anything electrical. I know I've fixed leaks. I don't know if I've done anything where I could have been violently shocked.
I always, Jeremy laughs at me, but I always default to the dimmer switch because, A, who doesn't love a dimmer switch on almost any light in your house? And they're about the easiest thing electrical-wise to do. As long as you know where your, you know, the electrical box is, you can shut off the power.
Yeah,
you know, to that switch.
I do know where that is.
And then install it. The second one of the three that I've got on here is you should run, and now obviously, disclaimer, if you have health issues that prevent you from doing this, I understand. But otherwise, I think everyone who's 30 years old should have run a 10K.
This made the list. It says run a half marathon and start taking care of your health before you turn 30. So
see, half marathon is a little bit more obvious.
It is,
it's almost twice as much, but at least say you've run a 10K, because if you're 30 and you're in good health, reasonably good health, and you cannot run 6 miles, really shame on you.
Yeah, that's
you should.
That's pretty good.
I've ran several 5Ks. Can I just add those together?
Can you just run in the afternoon if you're bored? No.
Run a 10K.
Okay.
And then the third one, maybe I shouldn't read this one. I put on here, everyone, boy, parents are going to be mad at me.
Uh-oh.
Everyone should have a one-night stand.
I have no
comment
on this.
Now, there's a disclaimer with that, too.
How many,
so
Josh?
That so that both parties are A, aware, and willing, and two, that you use protection and everything, but I think everyone should have a one-night stand.
Just for funsies? I never did.
People who are listening right now, a lot of you know exactly what I'm talking about, and there are a lot of people in their cars going, yeah, that was actually an experience that I'm glad I can say I have, because it teaches you a lot, both good and bad, about yourself.
Well, I don't want to know that. All right.
Don't want to do that?
More good than bad?
I don't want to say
well, you're
going to
do it, and then
that?
You're going to feel bad and guilty and hate yourself? I don't know.
No, because, again, both parties are amenable and understand, and it's almost like that dancing with a stranger thing that we talked about before.
It's a booty call. It's just a booty call.
No, booty calls are with people that you know.
What's
booty calls are like
where
past
you meet someone
flames
at a bar
usually.
That night.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
Sort
you're
of,
right.
Yeah.
Is there
I
a
mean,
name
or
for
could
that?
Be anywhere. You can meet them at a museum, for God's sake.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be at a bar.
Be at a bar. In fact, I would almost go so far as to say it's better if it's not.
Where'd you meet yours?
From somebody at a bar. The answer, Jeremy, is yes.
Yes, I did meet them.
Maybe I should cross that one off the list.
Don't know.
Is that one a little
it's
too...
It's a little abrasive. It's a little harsh. I had one along the same lines.
Okay.
And I feel like this really fits Josh to a T because he is 27 and single. And the thing here on the sheet says, begin practicing self-love. And I feel like Josh is probably... an expert
that
at that
he's
because he is
that. Yeah.
27 and single. So,
well, didn't and Whitney Houston sang it. You know,
what did she?
Learning
sing?
To love yourself is the greatest love of all.
True.
No wonder you look so tired.
Oh, do we God. Have that in the system, by the way?
Oh my God, no! I hope not. Do you know who Whitney Houston is, Josh?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
I don't
so
see
that's a
the
song?
Greatest love of all. It's called The Greatest Love of All.
Oh, yeah, self love, yeah.
All right, so what did we learn this morning?
You out, anything?
I feel accomplished. I feel like I was
go
able
run
to
a
check,
marathon.
Yeah, well,
get that other tat that you want.
Yeah, I feel like I've been able to check a lot of that off. Though I truly didn't think I was going to check a lot of those off, and I was
get
I like
yourself
I was
a lady friend, even if it's for one night. It sounds
how many
like.
Did you check off for you, Jeremy? That you did before you were 30. No tattoo.
No.
No running a half marathon.
No. I don't apologize a lot. I've seen
no $100 bottle of wine.
I have a collection.
No one night stand.
I hold on to grudges.
No traveling alone.
No, I'm not going to travel alone.
You might want to now.
I've eaten expensive food.
There you go.
Hey!
I've been to Del Frisco's. Hey!
Dude, Outback Steakhouse doesn't count. Okay.
They've got like a $16 steak there, Dom.
If you had if you stepped up from McDonald's to Outback, I'm not going to count.
I added
that.
The shrimp skewer.
Oh, well, then that's a different story. And an awesome blossom
that's
or something.
That's right. Slow your roll, buddy.